Welcome to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. My name is Don Bishop, and I write as T.S. Pedramon. Now, this is a little bit different of an episode. We're even going to skip the welcome music and the the intro music because I am on a trip right now. And so last week I told you that this week I was going to bring you a segment on LARPing with Moon and Mist. Unfortunately, because of the trip I am on and preparing for the trip, I was unable to get that edited in time before I left. So we will have to push that back on the calendar farther in the future. I do not believe it'll be next week either. I'm on a trip. I do fortunately have some time to record right now. For me, it is Tuesday, July 9th, and I am taking a little nature walk, and I will share the sounds of the nature walk with you shortly, and that will be the content of this episode once I'm done with the announcements. And you'll hear my footsteps, you'll hear a creek, you'll hear the birds, you may hear some passing cars, but this will be a relaxation episode. For the announcements, as I said, we're not getting to the Moon and Mist LARPing episode today, and I believe it will not be next week either. It will probably be the week after, although we'll see when I get time to edit that together. It will take a little bit more editing than I have to do for most of my episodes, just because of the nature of the thing it is. It's a little bit more journalistic and less interviewistic, although we did do an interview. So also be prepared for me to not publish a podcast episode next week on July 18th, because I'll still be on the road and might not be back in time to edit another episode. So I am publishing today for you on July 11th. I'm talking in the future for myself because it's July 9th as I record this. So July 11th today, and then you might not get one July 18th. You will certainly get one on July 25th, although we'll see what editing I can do. I can't say for sure what that'll be. Anyway, I'm sure you're all riveted by those announcements. In other things, so I'm here. I'm on this nature hike. I actually just narrated a few scenes for book 2 in the Nightshade Unicorn saga, and I am still shooting for a release date of August 28th. I have told you before that I am behind schedule. I am trying to catch up, and I do have hopes of doing that, of catching up. I'm not running a Kickstarter campaign right now. If we compare this to the release of book 1 in the Nightshade Unicorn saga, back in January, I was running a Kickstarter campaign, and so that was a drain on my time. I was also doing some things for the first time that I'm doing for the second time now. So right now, my cover artist is working on the design for the cover for book 2, and this time around, we already have a precedent for the aesthetic of this series, and I'm pleased with that. And book 2 will definitely be distinct from book 1. I want to tell you about it. You know what? I'll hold off on that I'll do a proper cover reveal one of these weeks in the future, in either July or August. But what I can tell you is that even if the book isn't available for download and, actual ordering to get it on its way to you on August 28th, at the very least, it will be up for pre-order on that date, because we'll be close enough that, you'll be able to pre-order it, and then we'll, make it available for download and available for purchase to ship it to you within a reasonable time frame after that. But What else? Oh, another thing. I was listening to the Spa Girls podcast. That's self-published author, you know, SPA, Spa. The Spa Girls podcast. And they interviewed an author who does something that I think sounds like a clever idea, where she talks about 1 hour of productivity per day. And she's not talking about wasting the rest of the day, being lazy the rest of the day. Obviously not. She's a prolific author, and I don't remember her name. But she's published a lot of books, and so obviously it works for her. And the thing is that 1 hour isn't the only hour she's working, but it's the 1 hour that she is putting words on the page. And outside of that hour, she's able to do everything else, whether it's marketing or planning out the next book, or I don't know. But I think it sounds like an interesting take that I'm trying to implement immediately, although I'm not going to do 1 hour, and also I can't commit to myself to deliver even that 1 hour consistently every day. In contrast, like right now, I am trying to do 2 hours in a day, you know, one in the morning and one in the evening. And so I've just done some dictation. I'm going to get up in the morning and do some more. And I'm taking a page out of Todd Fonestock's book. If you heard my interview with him on this podcast back in, when was that? Was that February or March? Around that time frame. He goes on these really long walks every day, and he does a lot of dictation, I think, if I recall. But that's what I'm doing. So I've walked a couple of miles already, and I was dictating, and I'm going to do some more tomorrow. But you know, that's just something I'm going to try out and see if it works for me. Another idea I had, and I'd be interested for your feedback on this one. And you can send that to podcast@thorn.link, thorn.link. Or you can tweet it at me or whatever. But I think it would be a fun thing to do giveaways each week. And you know, this is just something that I'm kicking around right now. It's not solidified yet. But I'm thinking I can tell you guys the word of the day, and then you go onto pedramon.com, or maybe you tweet it at me, and you give me that word, and I can enter you in a drawing for the day, and then the winner gets a signed copy of my book in the mail. So that's something I'm playing with. And then I could, and I've heard other podcasts do something similar to this. I can ask my guests if they are able and willing to offer anything to listeners as a gift. So like we could do a dual giveaway. Say I interview author X, and then author X and I both give away a copy of our books that day. I don't know. And then it gets announced the following week, or I guess maybe not the following week, but a few weeks later. There would have to be some delay just because of the fact of life that we have to edit it. I have to edit this together. Yeah, I'm curious to hear your ideas. And I think I will leave you with that, and there will be no music at the end of this because, like I said, I am traveling and I don't have the bandwidth to be doing a lot of editing. So this is a one take, zero editing except throwing an image on it for YouTube. And I'll give you probably a good 20 minutes of footsteps and bird song, and I invite you to go on this little nature walk with me. We'll see you next time on the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast.
I wish you could see the fireflies I can see